This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Voting is underway for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this phase, polling has been held in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. The voting began at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. Nearly 50% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prominent among them are Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, party leaders Anurag Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad and Kangana Ranaut, Congress leader Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Meesa Bharti and Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee. Over 10 crore 60 lakh voters are eligible to vote in this phase. Simultaneously, polling has been held for remaining 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the fourth phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for 6 constituencies in Himachal Pradesh and 1 seat each in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal are also taking place. The seventh phase will mark a grand finish to the world's largest polling marathon that began on the 19th of April and has already covered 486 Lok Sabha seats. As the nation braces for the end of this electoral marathon, anticipation mounts for the momentous day of reckoning when the fate of political leaders will be determined. Preparations are in full swing for the counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections on Tuesday. Oil marketing companies have slashed the prices of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 69.50 rupees per unit. The Indian Oil Corporation Limited, IOCL, announced that the retail price of a commercial LPG gas cylinders is now 1,676 rupees in Delhi. The price of commercial LPG cylinders dropped by 72 rupees in Kolkata, 69.50 rupees in Mumbai, and 70.50 rupees in Chennai. The price reductions will come into effect by today itself. Jet fuel or aviation turbine fuel ATF price has been reduced by a steep 6.5%. Pakistan government has admitted before Islamabad High Court that Pakistan-occupied Kashmir POK is a foreign territory. Pakistan Additional Attorney General told the court that Kashmiri poet and journalist Ahmed Farhad Shah is under police custody in POK and he cannot be produced before the Islamabad High Court as POK is a foreign land which does not come under Pakistan's jurisdiction. The court was hearing a petition filed by Shah's wife after he was abducted from his residence in Rawalpindi by Pakistan's intelligence agencies. Shah has been missing for the past 2 weeks and it was recently found that 2 cases have been lodged against him by the police in POK. Islamabad High Court asked if POK is a foreign territory and not an integral part of Pakistan, then how did the Pakistani military and Pakistani rangers enter the land? During the hearings, High Court Judge Mohsin Akhtar Kayani criticized Pakistan's intelligence agencies for continuing the practice of forced abductions of people. Northwest and central India are finally expected to experience a respite from the sweltering heat. According to the India Meteorological Department, the maximum temperature over these regions is further likely to reduce by 1 to 3 degrees Celsius. However, heat wave conditions will continue to prevail at some isolated places of Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh and also in the eastern parts of India like Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand. The Weather Department further forecasts that the conditions continue to remain favourable for further advance of the southwest monsoon in the peninsula areas mainly in Karnataka, remaining parts of Kerala, Tamil Nadu and parts of Rayalaseema. In Kerala, heavy rains pounded the northern parts of the state since last evening, throwing normal life out of gear at several places. IMD has issued orange alert in the districts of Idukki, Thrissur, Palakkad, Malappuram, Kozhikode and Wayanad, indicating the likelihood of very heavy rainfall. Yellow alert has been issued for the remaining districts except Thiruvananthapuram and Kollam. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged Hamas to accept a new Israeli proposal to end the conflict in Gaza. And that is the end of this news bulletin.